don't need your credit card.
I do not need that crap.
Oh, yeah. Are we just working for credit card volume? No.
I don't need any of that information, correct?
Hello?
Hi, is this George?
Who's this?
Hey, this is Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hey, Ruben, how are you?
Good, good. I don't know if... Did you get my email last week?
I got an email from you. Yeah, we're figuring out what the cost of the job is going to be.
Okay.
What the cost of the equipment is going
to
be.
I spoke to the gentleman. He got my social. He got me over the social. There's certain information I can and can't go into for privacy concerns, but I don't want to waste your time. This one is going to be very... I don't think I can get this guy an approval, although I'm going to try for one specific product I have today and see if I'm able to force it through.
Okay.
I don't want you to
I would say at the end of the day, the amount of the job is probably going to be around between $250 and $300. And
he said he's got
$150.
I can give you my, and hopefully what we say stays between us. You know, I anticipate doing a lot of business with your company.
Well, he filed a bankruptcy, didn't he?
All right, so he's told you certain information.
Yeah, he's told me a lot of stuff.
Okay. I do a lot of deals with bankruptcy. One of the bigger issues is really what's happened since the bankruptcy. That's the bigger issue. Has there been any rebuilding of credit, so to speak? So let me kind of give you my two cents and kind of tell you what I could do here, and you can give me your thoughts. I underwrite most of my deals internally, probably 50 to 60%. I have a few lenders I work with on a consistent basis who sometimes the customer is a very specific fit for it's like putting two puzzle pieces together.
Okay.
With this guy, there's two basic options. There are lenders that I know that will work with him. The process is they won't see him as any type of credit score or credit profile. They'll just see him as a business owner.
Right.
I think the fact that he'll put a lot of money down is very, very helpful, but it's going to be very, very, very messy, and I mean extremely messy. So here's kind of my plan of attack, and I want to run by you. I don't want this to turn into a spectacle for you. I know you're probably, you're based probably primarily off commission and you're trying to sell the job, and I respect that. So here's my thought process. Getting this very, very complex probably is, it usually doesn't work out. Usually the customers get frustrated and they just say, screw it, and they walk away. So I think what we're going to try to do is arrange a loan for him that's just a short cash loan and see if that can get him enough money to help out. I'll get an answer on that today. If it works, great. If not, then we can potentially explore other avenues, but I just want to be very clear in that.
Okay.
It's going to be, this guy is going to be very difficult for me to get money for. And I think he's kind of, if he's, if there's not a lot of rebuilding since credit, it's very, very, very difficult for me to obtain financing.
All right.
I don't want to rain on your parade by any stretch of the imagination. I just want to be
no,
honest.
No, I've been treading very softly and waiting to hear, what's going on with you.
Yeah, I mean, he was missing the social. I got the social on the app last week, but and he's a nice guy. It's not like he's not a bad guy, but ultimately I know you're in sales and you're not trying to work for free. So I think I'm going to submit his file for one program. We might get lucky and it just might fly under the radar. If it flies under the radar, fantastic, and we can help him out with whatever we can. If I can't do that, I will go over some avenues, but put it this way. I've submitted probably my career. I'd say I've submitted 100 customers for this other program I'm discussing, and for this backup to a backup, and I've maybe had 5 customers take it. And the reason is it's a very invasive program. The customers just they have to jump through so many hoops. Eventually, the customer slams down their phone and says, "Hey, you know what? If I have to answer all these questions and feel this way to borrow money, I'm just not going to do it." So I don't like to damage any relationship a customer has with the vendor over this program. But I will have an answer today on what I can potentially do, and then I'll holler at you immediately.
Okay, great. Okay, you got it. Thanks,
brother. Bye-bye.